You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Good morning to you. Yeah, I just got up, man. I'm not going to lie to you. I just rolled in out of the shower. So, good morning to you. Yeah, I woke up at 3, rolled around. I don't know for how long. Because I do that. It is moderately amusing to watch all the mudslinging going on, all the people, like, and all on video, all recorded. Just throwing it, like, at the cyclic rate, man. Just throwing it everywhere. It's funny, though. You watch this, all those clips that those people play and the stuff they say. And they say, yeah, Bob Mueller said there was none. This is a conspiracy that touches the highest offices in, you know, all of that. And look, I'm not saying... The president's not squeaky clean, but let me tell you, he's no dirtier than Hillary Clinton. And now I would like to see them investigate where that whole hunk of shit came from. Yeah, due to that, what you did to, now that you've exonerated him for it, find out where did that whole thing come from. And if people won't tell the truth, put him in jail. Because if there was nothing there and they invented it to try to skew an election and they fed it to the federal government and people in the federal government launched an investigation because of it, and that was all done deliberately to deceive by American politicians, somebody ought to get in trouble for that. Yep. Somebody ought to get in trouble for that. So, yeah. But it's amusing, to say the least, after we've done this, what, 2 years? One, to finally have it over. And two, people gonna pay. Time to pay, boys and girls. Right? You wrote all those checks? Time to pay. Yeah. You know. But If you're on the Democratic side, what you want to scream, though, is you just want to scream, we need the entire report released. What Bernie Sanders is saying. Because in that report, we'll find the ugly, sordid truth, the ammunition that we can use to continue this whole event. Even though Bob Mueller, who they said they all respected and trusted, even though Bob Mueller said, nothing to see here, boys and girls. Nothing to see here. So, anyway. But a little bit of comedy. Honestly, I mean, when you watch it, you're like, whoa. So anyway, good morning to you on a Tuesday video here. And getting ready to go to Washington, D.C. tomorrow. But we'll do the show. So you'll hear the show tomorrow. And then fly to D.C. And then be honored as one of the Hill Vets 100. But I have to tell you this. I'm not the whole Hill Vet organization. Not very impressive. Yeah, I know, Mac. You ought to be careful. But let me tell you the truth. The truth is this. So, right? You should I go? Is it worth it? Blah, blah, blah. You talk to people. No, you need to go. You got to get one picture. That's the reason you're going to go. Okay? All right. Yep, you should go, but you never know who you're going to meet, right? All of that. All right. I got it. You know, and you might meet people that can open doors to make this go faster, to open it to different audiences, and it needs to go to different audiences. And you know, I know what my objective is in addition to that. I want to meet somebody who was at Marjorie Stoneman High School, and I want to do this in Florida, and I want to go do post-traumatic winning down there. I want to go do post-traumatic wedding down there. And so I'm going to find somebody that will introduce me to somebody. I want to meet somebody. So that's my short-term objective. Yeah. In addition, constantly looking for somebody to introduce me to Elizabeth Smart. So, anywho. So I call the guy and I said, where do I pick up my tickets? Right? So assuming they invite you there, right? They'll have two tickets for you. Oh, well, there's only one. I said, what? Oh, well, if you bring somebody, you have to pay for them. I said, that's a joke, right? I mean, surely you can't be serious. Like, I have to come to this thing stag. I'm sorry for any confusion. Well, there is no confusion. First of all, right, I called you. You say you're going to, I've been selected and you want me to attend, right? Did you say that you were going to pay for me to attend? Did you give any instructions? No, I had to call you and ask that, right?
Right.
Okay, now, right, if you make arrangements, right, for somebody to go with you and you make plans, all of a sudden they say, yeah, that's on you. What? Like, what kind of stupidity is that? Yeah, exactly. So, honestly, like, so I don't really know what to expect. But, nonetheless, I'll go have a good time. Because that's the only thing you can do. And so, I'll go do that. And, looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. All Marine Radio and post-traumatic winning are a cool thing. And, again, it's funny, Mike and I talk about this, but, you know, the glow of what you did. In fact, I just got a text message here. I just got a text message before we came on the air from somebody who was at it last week. And so, again, it just pours in. And it's only going to get better. It's only going to get better. And so, anyway. What are we going to do today? Mike Regner, Major General of the United States Marine Corps, will join us here on a Wednesday. Mike, for those of you who don't know, is a kind of ambassador that works with the expositions. So Mike is kind of, I don't want to say their front man, but kind of their front man. And so he's a good dude. And I'd never met him. Yeah, I'd never met him until we met in person at the Marine Corps South Show, Marine Expo South. So he's the director of military expos at the Marine Corps League. He's a senior mentor in the U.S. Marine Corps, and he's a consultant for Naval Information Warfare Center. So, he's good. He's motivated too. He's motivated. So, you'll hear from him today. And we'll talk about the expo that's coming up in the second week of April at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. So, so you hear from him, and then the gunner will join us. So, on this Wednesday, good morning to you. The United States Marine Corps Band makes it official. Happy March 16th. Except it's the 26th. Oops. Dedicated to a few people who showed up at the show last week. Well, hold on. Before I do that, this is who I want to meet. I want to meet Andrew Pollock. All right? Remember him?
We're in here because my daughter has no voice. She was murdered last week and she was taken from us. Shot 9 times on the 3rd floor. We, as a country, failed our children. This shouldn't happen. We go to the airport. I can't get on a plane with a bottle of water, but we leave it. Some animal could walk into a school and shoot our children. It's just not right, and we need to come together as a country and work on what's important, and that's protecting our children in the schools. That's the only thing that matters right now. Everyone has to come together and not think about different laws. We need to come together as a country, not different parties, and figure out how we protect the schools. It's simple. It's not difficult. We protect airports. We protect concerts, stadiums, embassies, the Department of Education that I walked in today, that has a security guard in the elevator. How do you think that makes me feel? In the elevator, they got a security guard. I'm very angry that this happened, because it keeps happening. 9/11 happened once, and they fixed everything. How many schools, how many children have to get shot It stops here with this administration and me. I'm not gonna sleep until it's fixed. And Mr. President, we're gonna fix it. Because I'm gonna fix it. I'm not gonna rest. And look at my boys need to live with this. I want to see everyone. You guys look at this. Me, I'm a man, but to see your children go through this, bury their sister. So that's what I keep saying this, because I want it to sink in, not forget about this. We can't forget about it. All the school shootings, it doesn't make sense. Fix it. Should have been one school shooting, and we should have fixed it. And I'm pissed, because my daughter I'm not going to see again. She's not here. She's in North Lauderdale at whatever it is, King David Cemetery. That's where I go to see my kid now. And it stops. We all work together and come up with the right idea, and it's school safety. It's not about gun laws right now. That's another fight, another battle. Let's fix the schools, and then you guys can battle it out whatever you want. But we need our children safe. Monday, tomorrow, whatever day it is, your kids are going to go to school. You think everyone's kids are safe? I didn't think it was going to happen to me. If I knew that, I would have been at the school every day if I knew it was that dangerous. It's enough. Let's get together, work with the president, and fix the schools. That's it. No other discussions. Security, whatever we have to do. Get the right people, the consultants. These are our commodities, man. I'm never going to see my kid again. I want you all to know that. Never, ever will I see my kid. That's how I want it to sink in. It's eternity. My beautiful daughter, I'm never going to see again. And it's simple. It's not, we could fix it.
That is Andrew Pollack. One, I'd love to get him on the program, so, maybe I can meet somebody who knows him. And then two, I can find a way to him, and maybe he can engineer how we could do a community event like the one we'll do in Jacksonville, North Carolina, in April. And Katie Beasley runs that now for All Marine Radio. So she's pretty amazing. Yeah, she gets after it. And I'd like to do that all over the country. And and just preach the gospel of post-traumatic winning. And so, because again, I talked about it a little bit yesterday, but, if there's nothing through the windshield, right, and you have so much pain in you, to me, there's no way to talk that pain into something other than what it is. It's pain. And so, you have to focus on helping other people. And without that, you're left with just the pain. And I don't know how that works, but I would love to go down there and do that. So, and then again, I think brought to all of our attention when, a girl committed suicide last week, in Florida, who was a survivor of that. So anyway, that's hopefully I can make that connection. We have listeners in Pennsylvania, Nancy, trying to put together an event. After in a week, when I go back to D.C. to speak, and then I'll come back to from D.C. to Texas to go and do an event on Saturday, so I'll fly there Thursday, was so we're going to do an something on Saturday, right? So I'll fly there Thursday, and I was talking to a friend of Mike's yesterday and said, hey, man, put something together, in the community. Get with the nonprofits. I know it's only a week's notice, but just start pumping out, emails, put stuff up on Facebook. And, if there's 30 people there, who cares? We don't care. We'll do it for anybody, right? We'll do it for anybody. and then that'll percolate around the community, and then we'll come back and do it again. So, anyway. Bob Nielsen, the godfather of all marine radio, he just sent me a message. Your interview with the gunner yesterday, where he talked about TBI, was off the charts. If you missed yesterday's third hour, I talked about this on the program. One of the interesting things that I saw, I've seen now, because Mike and I spend so much time together, more time than we've ever spent together in our lives, to be honest with you. I didn't know how severe his traumatic brain injury was. Or maybe not severe, that's not the right way to say it. I didn't know how it affected him on a daily basis until, you know, I've seen him so much more. You know, so when we do this, let's see, for instance, in Quantico, we were together from 6:45 in the morning, 7 o'clock, say. Right? We did the thing for till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Then normally we would have be meeting somebody or something, and we'd be together till 9 o'clock at night, you know, or later sometime. So, you know, you're just kind of bombing around and doing these things. But anyway, I've had a chance to see, you know, how he lives his life, you know, and how frustrating it is for him. And so yesterday I asked him about that. When he came on, I said, hey, let me tell you something. I talked about this in the first hour, blah, blah, blah. If you missed that, okay, if you missed that, make sure you listen to it. Okay. Make sure you listen to it because it was a very, you know, cool and good piece of radio. So listen to that. Listen to that. All right. With that said, I want to dedicate this. So many people come up to you at these events who've never been spoken to, whether they be people that are subject to, you know, physical violence, sexual violence, domestic violence. And when we talk about trauma, they're left out because we talk about combat. And so much of the things that affect people in life have nothing to do with combat. Okay? And so, this is dedicated to them. And I can't tell you how amazing it is to see their courage when they walk up and they talk to you. And they haven't talked about this stuff for, you know, I had a guy who's a Vietnam guy come up to me. He goes, Mac, and he introduced himself. He said, I'm one of those crazy Vietnam guys you talk about, because when I talk about Vietnam guys, I always call them crazy, right? Because you have to, right? So anyway, he said, I've never talked about it. He said, and something that we also hear a lot, it felt like you were talking specifically to me. And I always say I was. So to all those people, who go through that experience and hopefully now have the courage to talk about what happened to them, to unburden themselves, and then begin to tell their story so that it inspires others and helps others. This is dedicated to you. Good luck, right? Calmer seas are in front of you, right?
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader.
I like how Charles Crosshammer says, bluntly.
Who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City. Standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well.
Now, I know he's not the SecDef anymore, but this makes me laugh every day.
I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech.
This is the funniest point here. The funniest part of the whole thing, though, right? It's when he tells you don't pay attention to what he just said.
But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
That's awesome.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me. I'm a poor veteran or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
Yes. All right. Time to check the weather here on You Home for Marine Weather, All Marine Radio, of course. Currently sunny and 43 in Quantico. It is cloudy and 49 at Camp Lejeune. It is sunny and 54 in Granbury, Texas. It is sunny and 53 in 29 Palms. That's a good sign. Clouds and 44 at Camp Pendleton. It is dark clear and 65 in Okinawa. Not clear there very often. Cloudy in 77. Wait, I never go out of sequence. All right. Cloudy and 62 in Ramadi in the Al-Anbar province of Iraq. It is cloudy in 77 in Marja. First time that Afghanistan has been warmer than Iraq since the fall. Yeah, there you have it. Where else are you going to get a fact like that today? Answer, you're not. That's right. Straight up ain't going to happen anywhere else. Cloudy in 52 in Orange County near the coast. Looking for a high of 70. Love that. 68 tomorrow and 66 on Thursday. That is a look at your weather here. When we come back, we'll check news headlines. Interesting financial stuff. DOD is giving away money. Giving away money and then asking for more. Yeah. And they're giving away money for the wall. Right? So what do you think the odds are, right, that the House will approve some kind of supplemental funding when the DOD is giving away money for a wall? So we start playing politics with the DOD's budget, which we always do, right? So you think they're good or bad? I don't know. I wouldn't be too encouraged that the Democrats are going to say, yeah, we're going to give you money in this hand so you can take money out of other pots with this hand and then go ahead and give it to the cause that we cannot allow to happen. And that is, we cannot allow the president, right, to build the wall because we have been 100% against that, right? The entire party, we blocked it every step of the way. And now he's going to try the end run on us. And so he's going to beat the Mueller thing. Okay. Let me tell you the path of Donald Trump getting reelected. He's exonerated by Mueller. One. Two. He builds walls, right? Construction ongoing. And before the election, if in the course of building those walls, illegal immigration statistically goes down, that ain't good for anybody, okay? That is not good for anybody, okay? And then the next thing is a, no kidding, is a deal with China. So some kind of economic deal with the Chinese, that some concoction of all of that, some combination of all of that is, that's how the president gets reelected. Yep. Now, people don't want to hear that. People don't want to hear that. But that, in fact, is, that's the truth. So, with that said, that's how that happens. And so, we'll take a break. More Vol Marine Radio coming up next. When we come back, what you'll hear is you'll hear news, and then Mike Regner will join us at the top of the hour. And then after Mike Regner is with us, then you'll have the gunner will join us. So, sit back, relax, enjoy the morning. Thanks for listening here on your home for it. All Marine Radio on All Warrior Radio Network.
I want to walk into a cold, bitter ocean, feel the sting of letting go of all hope and hope you made. This heartbreak, I wanna drive fast till I break down in nowhere, so I can finally cry these tears when I reach there. I'll scream.
Here it comes.
Yeah, I'll let it all out. But right now,
this song's called Hurt. You can buy it on Amazon. or Google or some other place. Her name's Peyton Davis. That's right. Anyway, time for us to check the news. The there's a bunch of it today. Talk about Christmas come early for the White House, right? Mueller, right? And you know, for a politician, right? For a politician, what do you have to say to exonerate them, right? You don't have to say that they're completely innocent. This is, you know, ridiculous. All you have to say is no charges will be filed. Now, that's different, right? But to a politician, you know what that means? Completely 100% innocent. And they will take that and run. So that happens, right? And then Michael Avenatti charged with extortion with Nike? Woo! What? Like, oh my God, can it get better than this for the White House? Unbelievable. That's right. That's right. But on the downside, once again, this gives Michael Avenatti a forum, right? God help us. So anyway, but can you imagine? I'm sure they got a chuckle out of that. All right, time to check the news. In Marine Corps Times, Army Times, everybody loves sniper competitions, right? So headline, military shooters from all over the world fired at in the Special Operations Sniper Competition. Here's who won. All right, teams represented these organizations. All right, United States Army Special Operations Command. All right. The 1st, 3rd, 7th, 10th, 19th, and 20th Special Forces Group, Airborne, right? 2nd Marine Raider Battalion, Marine Corps Special Operations Forces Advanced Sniper Corps, Marine Corps Scout Snipers, Naval Special Warfare, Coast Guard, 1st Premier Regiment de Parachutes, de Infanterie, de Marine, France, Commando Special Craft, Germany, Army Ranger Wing, Ireland. 9th Paratroops Assault Regiment, Italy. International Special Training Center. Okay. Shooters competed with their own sniper rifles, firing either 7.62mm or 5.56. Their own carbines with 5.56 and their own pistols in a variety of calibers. First place, U.S. Army Special Operations Command. Second place, U.S. Army Special Operations Command. Third place, Marine Corps Scout Sniper. There you have it, folks. Come on, we want the whole list. The Marine Corps got railed in this. The headline ran for like 6 months, right? Coast Guard outshoots the Marine Corps, right? You know they were making money on, on that little bit of clickbait. Here's a story. CNN's Chris Cuomo. This is a Fox News headline. It just caught my eye. CNN's Chris Cuomo lectures Trump supporters for taking a victory lap after Mueller report outcome. You know what? Sometimes, right? Sometimes you just ought to shut up, okay? Next headline, another Fox headline. Trump turns up the heat on the media after the Mueller report, renews enemy of the people label. Trust me, the president is going to burn it down on them. You know what? And well, he should. Right? And well, he should. In the world of politics, he's done nothing but fight him for 2 years, and now he's been completely exonerated. Right? And he's going to call them liars. Right? It's not going to stop at fake news anymore. Right? And they, I'll tell you what, like I said, when you look at clip after clip after clip of the hysterical things these people said, right? And wait till the Mueller report, wait till the Mueller report, wait till the Mueller report comes. The Mueller report came and went. This is from the Queen of Alabama, right? All right, I'm so fickle, I'm back on the Trump bandwagon. Okay, now let me just tell you, before everybody jumps back on, just understand this, okay? Don't jump on the bandwagon, okay? If there's a place where you can, like, grab onto the side and step on, like, the sidecar rail, you know, that running board, right? Because that thing will hit it. That thing, rest assured, you know it's going in the ditch, like all the rest of them. But if you're a conservative, you don't have anywhere else to go. Hell, if you're a moderate, where else do you go? I guess you can vote for Bernie Sanders, right? If you're a conservative-leaning moderate, there you don't have a choice. Like, what am I going to do? Who am I going to vote for? Yeah. So I don't. Like I said, but look, we all know, right? The bar is not too high for D. Trump. But again, I said this. He gets high marks. What he's doing in terms of the economic confrontation, which might be the most important thing he's doing for the country, along with his the discussions that he opened up, right? The discussions that he opened up with North Korea under much criticism, right? So, you know, I think that, again, our discussions with North Korea, you know, as much as, and I don't, again, I since I've gotten busier with post-traumatic winning, I don't watch the news cycle like I used to. But, I mean, that stuff is cannon fodder for them to, you know, just to bloviate on every little detail. And, you know, he's done, in my opinion, the right thing. It does concern me, though, that you see people like John Kelly and Jim Mattis leaving, right? And so, God help us, right? God help us. But so just know that it ain't the greatest, but it's all we got, so we'll root for him. We'll root for him. So, next story. But let me tell you, the president's right. It's sick. The lack of fidelity to the truth when you watch some of that stuff is disgusting. Is absolutely disgusting. And I hold Sean Hannity in the same light too. Right? You know, it's just this constant parade of, in my opinion, stuff that might be tangentially related to the truth from afar. See, that's one of the reasons you listen to this program. Tangentially and afar in the same sentence? Like, who the hell is that? This Mr. Potty Mouth said that? That's right, remember, I don't use profanity because I don't have a strong mind. I use profanity because I like to. That's right. Russia sends troops to Venezuela, a move Pompeo says increases tension. Okay, remember, Russia is a show, right? It's a Broadway show starring Dr. Evil. It has all the financial backing of the state of Rhode Island. Okay? That's how big that is. So, not to worry. It's just for show. It ain't for go. U.S. State Department spokesman Robert Palladino says Pompeo called Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Monday and said the United States and regional countries will not stand idly by while Russia takes steps to support its ally, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. That would be a little bit interesting, right? That would be, but, you know, but again, if you're Putin, what would you say? Hey, wait a minute. You're next door to me. You're in the Ukraine. Why would I have any? And he's just sticking his thumb in our eye. He can't do anything, but, you know, it's like, hey, you want to go to Venezuela? Like, yeah, we were in Africa. Hell yeah, we don't want to go to Venezuela. Right? It's not very good. We'll take our own food. We'll be all right. But it's Venezuela, for God's sake. It's a hell of a lot better than Africa. Next story. No new crewman field for future amphibious combat vehicle. So, interesting. So, we have the ACV. And I'll tell you what, if you're going to the Marine South Expo, you get a chance to see it. That's where I saw it at Camp Pendleton. And, you know, Mike Regner and I are going to talk about it. But the Marines who are working on it, they love it. Faster in the water, faster on land. They like it. The Marine Corps is set to take delivery of its first lot of new eight-wheeled amphibious combat vehicles, the ACV, this summer, but don't expect a new occupational specialty for learning to crew the vehicle. Captain Caroline Foote, spokesman for the Marine Corps, told the Marine Corps Times that Brigadier General Neller, General Neller, not a Brigadier General, who happens to be the commandant of the Marine Corps, directed a task force working on the ACV transition that a unanimous decision was made in December not to create a new military occupational specialty, or MOS. Crewmen for the Corps' tracked vehicle, the AAV, currently hold the 1833 MOS after attending a 55-day course aboard Camp Pendleton down at Del Mar Basin. Now Marines operating the ACV or AAV will hold the same MOS. So there you have it, breaking news in the Amtrak MOS field. Next story, Marines will field counter-drone missiles for the JLTV and a single radar that replaces five others. Starting next year, counter-drone technology for the Marine Corps' newest ground vehicle and an advanced radar system that can track everything from toy drones to cruise missiles will be hitting the fleet. Whoa, that's too much technology for us. And then there's a picture of a Marine with a Stinger missile. What? Yeah, anyway. The Marine Corps budget request document sent to Congress outlined funding that we'll see early increments of the ground-based air defense system installed on at least 28 JLTVs. Okay, those are the thing that's replacing the Humvee. And see a total of 13 ground air task-oriented radar systems fielded before the end of 2020. The ground-based air defense system, or otherwise known as the GBAD, is combined detection and strike system. I like the word strike, used by fire units in low-altitude air defense or LAV battalions, which support the Marine Air Ground Task Force. Those dudes haven't had a job since Korea. Like LAD. So, low-altitude air defense, right? So, their motto is, if it flies, it dies. Yeah, except there's, like, nothing flies near us. So, what do you guys do, man? You guys, like, lay in the shade and take naps? The first counter-drone iteration is coming in 2020. So it's so again, if you go to the Marine Expo South, you see this kind of stuff. So it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. So if you're in the area, what, next week? I would tell you to go check it out. No, week after. The week of, what, 8 to 12? The week of 8 to 12, April. Check it out. Top five stories in early bird today. Number one, Pentagon delivers reprogramming request seeking a supplemental, that means additional money from Congress, for $9 billion in hurricane damage. So again, watch how quick this thing hits the skids. Okay, so you just gave away $1 billion, $1 billion, right? And now you're going to come ask us for $9 billion for hurricane damage. We'll see how that goes. All right. The Pentagon has requested to reprogram $600 million in funding. Honestly, if you talk to people in the know about money in the Marine Corps, it's a problem, right? I read the Commandant's letter, a part of it yesterday. If you're interested in fiscal matters, read the leaked letter that the Commandant wrote to the SecNav. And look what a straitjacket the Marine Corps is in financially. The Marine Corps is canceling taxes for East Coast units so they can save the money. Yeah. That's how the Marine Corps is doing it, so no bueno. Number five, Pentagon notifies Congress $1 billion authorized to begin new wall construction. So you have that going for you. Number three, Homeland Missile Defense System takes out ICBM threat in historic salvo test. This is kind of interesting. Memo to North Korea. Beep, 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 beep. Memo to North Korea. The Missile Defense Agency is deeming the first salvo test of its homeland missile defense system against an intercontinental ballistic missile threat a success. The MDA, Missile Defense Agency, I didn't even know there was such a thing, until the whole thing started with Korea. Like, what is that? Conducted the test on Monday. It last tested the GB, the ground base, mid-course defense systems, ground-based interceptors, so the GBMD's GBI, against an ICBM target in May of 2017. At that time, the MDA's director and the agency said the agency was next shooting to conduct a more complex salvo test involving two GBIs and an ICBM. This is confusing. Because firing off two GBIs, all right, which are ground-based interceptors, against one target is more operationally realistic and important in improving out the effectiveness of the overall system. On Monday, the test, the lead GBI destroyed the ICBM's reentry vehicle as it was designed to do, according to the agency's statement. The trailing GBI then looked at the resulting debris and remaining objects and, not finding any other reentry vehicles, selected the next most lethal object, I would think in terms of size, it could identify and struck that precisely as it was designed to do. Boom! We tandem their ass! I love that. The Iraqis used to do that with us with suicide bombers and cars. Yeah, boom, boom. Out go the lights. The ICBM target was launched from Reagan Test Site in Kwajalein Atoll in the Marshall Islands, which is over 4,000 miles away from the GBI interceptors buried in silos in the ground at Vandenberg Air Force Base in California, the Golden State, near Santa Barbara. So that's good, man. Good for us. It worked. This was the first GBI salvo intercept of a complex threat-represented ICBM target, and it was a critical milestone, said Lieutenant General Samuel Greaves, the director of the Missile Defense Agency. So, awesome. Good for us. Yeah, develop anything you want there, crazy man. We're on your ass. All right, and let's see. Number four, Pompeo warns Russia to cease its unconstructive behavior in Venezuela. Whatever, man. Whatever. At what point is Venezuela going to go in the shitter? Right? They're a clown show. Number five, why did a Coast Guard cutter take a jab at China? How about this? Why not? They're Coast Guard. They're guarding our coast. They're just doing it off the coast of China. A U.S. Navy destroyer and a Coast Guard cutter have transited the Taiwan Straits. And the Chinese are pissed. Yeah, it's like a body of water that's like, I don't know, 80 miles wide, that the Chinese say, hey, that belongs to us. And the rest of the world says, hey, bro, it really doesn't. Yeah, it really doesn't. You can't own, like, wide stretches of the ocean like you say you do. So the question is, why is the Coast Guard out there doing that? And that is a good question. I'm not going to lie to you. What's the answer? The guided missile cruise destroyer Curtis Wilbur and the maritime security cutter Berthoff made the trip on Sunday and Monday local time in accordance with international law. Chinese hate things like laws. The ship's transit through the Taiwan Straits, or Straits as it's more commonly referred to, demonstrates U.S. commitment to a free and open Indo-Pacific. The U.S. will continue to fly, sail, and operate anywhere international laws. So the cutter Berthold arrived in Sasebo, Japan on March 3rd to add a law enforcement touch to the ongoing efforts in the East China Sea to enforce the United Nations Security Council resolution barring contraband ship to the Coast Guard is not part of the DOD. It's a law enforcement agency. So the reason they're there is because evidently, right, there's ship-to-ship transfers of fuel oil and other supplies that then go to North Korea. So you have a Korean freighter that leaves North Korea, and then you have it rendezvous at sea with the Chinese ship. This is not unusual duty for Coast Guard personnel who often embark on Navy vessels in the Western Pacific to enforce a wide array of treaties, especially those designed to combat illegal fishing and narcotics trafficking that United States DOD personnel cannot engage in. There you have it. You know, I wondered that too. That's a good little piece of reporting. Hear, hear. Navy Times, well done. Who wrote it? Answer is, who is the best reporter at Navy Times? Jeff Zuzulowitz. And guess who wrote this? Jeff Zuzulowitz. Imagine that. All right. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, you're going to hear from Michael Regner. We're going to talk about the Marine South Expo. Don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on your home for the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
More than 2 million Americans have served in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the Department of Veterans Affairs reports that approximately 11 to 20% of those warriors may have experienced symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. As we recognize PTSD Awareness Month, Real Warriors Campaign volunteer Meg Mitchum, a former Army combat medic who served in Iraq, encourages fellow warriors to reach out when they need help.
The hardest step was admitting that I needed help coping with PTSD. Once I did, my command and unit fully supported me, and I was able to get the care I needed. Getting support helped me succeed in the military and now in my civilian career.
If you or a loved one is coping with an invisible wound, resources are available and they work. For more information, visit the Real Warriors campaign at realwarriors.net or call 866-966-1020.